one win down and hopefully many more to go. Didn't trail in this game, got off to a good 11-0 start, and I guess kind of was your first assessment of tonight's ball game with Sterling JV.
Well, these games, I don't think you ever leave happy, because when people hear JV, they don't understand that these kids are playing for something. Those kids at Sterling, they love the game of basketball. That's why they're going there. They love to play, and the things they can do are some of our weaknesses, well, which is shoot the three. I mean, they could shoot it. Second half, their legs die down. I mean, I think that's when you play our style and you play fast, if you're going to try to play with us, we're going to get you in the second half. And we knew that going in, but, you know, I mean, we had too many guys trying to do too many things, but that's just what's going to happen right now. I mean, we know that. We had to knock out some butterflies. I mean, we got guys missing shots they're not normally going to miss. But then other guys stepping up. I mean, it's just, this is what you're going to get when you play JV. I mean, it's going to be an ugly game. I mean, I tell you, one of my years at Dodge, when I was the head coach, we played Tabor JV to open the season. We went to overtime and got a 2-point win, and they had a 3-pointer to beat us at the end and missed it.
Wow.
And then we turn around 3 days later and beat Frank Phillips. So that's why I told the guys, that's why I don't like these games, because I'm more nervous. Because people don't understand. You come out and you see 16 guys, the tallest guy, they got a 6'6 kid, and then everybody else is like between 5'10 and 6'3. And you don't know what position they play. You don't know anything about it. So you come in blind. They come out running their offense right out of the gate. And I told our fellas, you're going to have to guard.
Well, guys ended up, they made the big run. You had a 20-point lead early on. They made a big run, a lot of those on threes. And then you guys kind of tightened up your defense, and it really took a charge there in that second half, like you mentioned, kind of wearing down Sterling's JV.
Well, yeah, and our defense isn't very good right now. I mean, it's not. It's the way, you know, and it's funny. I talk to officials, like, I will never be mad at a ref all year with the way the game's got to be called right now, where I literally have said, like, it's hard to teach defense the right way, because you get kids that get a touch foul, and they look at you like, Coach, that's what you teach us to do. And I got a foul called, and it is a foul, but you're like, I don't really teach you that, but yeah, you're right, you know. So it gets a little frustrating, and I wanted to go a little zone tonight, but they were shooting it too well for us to try to go to zone, where it could have changed the tempo of the game a little bit. But, you know, also one big thing is we want to try to control the tempo of the game, and we did not do a good job first half. Second half we did, and that's why I think we were plus 37 in points in the second half on them.
Yeah, putting up, 62 points there in that second half, and getting the big blowout victory. You had several players in double figures tonight, five of them, and some of your newcomers really made a big impact right away. Nairdon James, 16 points there, and Anane had 15. Victor with around 18, so you had to be pretty happy with that start for them.
Yeah, no question. You know, and Aaron Ray, you know, we played him spot minutes tonight. We obviously know Aaron's going to. You know, Aaron's a big piece of this team, and we know Josh is going to play a little bit harder for us tomorrow. You know, it's not wanting to rest guys tonight. It was one of those things like, you know, hey, I'm just going to go with guys that are playing hard. And that's what I told the guys in the locker. Some of you are mad because you didn't play much, and we had a 49-point win. What do you want me to do? Play harder. Don't make mistakes when you're out there. Some guys have room to make mistakes with me. Other guys, if you make a mistake, I'm getting you out, because I'm not putting you in to make a mistake. I'm putting you in to find something positive for the game, you know.
And getting a blowout win like this with the turnaround game tomorrow night and the schedule you have this week, how big was it to maybe rest some of those kids?
It was good. I mean, you got to remember, we're going to be without Victor this weekend, too. Victor won't be here. He's got to head home to a funeral. And so, you know, we're going to see. I mean, we're going to see. Like I said, these first four games, I mean, there is no tune-up for conference play. We jump right into it, you know. And you know, and I think especially we know more about Sunrise. We know Sunrise is in overtime right now at Seward County. We know how good they are. We know they're good enough. They've beaten everybody in our league in scrimmages. And we know it's going to be a major test. I mean, some people might look at it, Sunrise as a favorite coming in here, and that's fine because we need that. I want that test. Okay, if you beat me, we only get better right now. That's all it is. These games are to get better and keep improving, and can you execute your stuff? And like right now, we didn't have to run a set tonight. We called one set. We ran it wrong, and you know, tomorrow we're going to have to run some sets. And so that's one thing I need our guys to be ready for. And that's going to slow the game down a little bit, too.
And it'll be, definitely a learning process. And you mentioned, they're at overtime with Seward. That should be quite a finish there down in Liberal. Sunrise Christian tomorrow night should be a fun one here. 8 o'clock tip-off. And a big week for you guys with four games here, one down, three to go. Coach, once again, appreciate you stopping by here post-game. And I guess we'll do it again tomorrow.
No problem. Yep, definitely. Thank you. Appreciate it.